This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. For the second time in 2 years, it appears that the opening concert by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra is in jeopardy because of a labor dispute between the orchestra and its musicians. Paul Murphy is the president of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra Players Association. He is the associate principal violist at the ASO. Mr. Murphy, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Dennis.
As we speak, the orchestra has locked out the musicians, saying they are unable to reach an agreement. And this is all because, according to the orchestra, we are looking again at an ongoing debt, about $2.5 million, which the orchestra simply can't carry anymore after years and years of being in a deficit situation. Is this a blood out of a stone type of thing where the musicians want more money? They may deserve more money, but if there isn't, well, then what can the musicians do?
Well, Dennis, 2 years ago, the management of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and the Woodruff Arts Center, the parent organization, locked out the ASO musicians for a month, cutting off our salary and all of our health care benefits. After that month, we signed a severely concessionary contract that cut our pay at that time by 15%, cut our season by 10 weeks, and also reduced the size of the orchestra. The term we use is complement of the orchestra, from a 95 full-time musicians guarantee to 88 musicians. Just 2 years later, they propose further cuts that will take this orchestra from a world-class major American orchestra to certainly one of regional status and not befitting the culture and city size of Atlanta.
Here's the question, though, I guess. After years and years of deficits and a long-term debt, which the Woodruff Arts Center has helped out with over the last few years, and the orchestra is still in the red, what choice does the management have?
Well, we think that there is money there. There's been sizable income coming into the organization this year. We had a couple of anonymous donations to the Atlanta Symphony that totaled over $3 million. We've also sold the property on 14th Street that was originally intended to be the site for a new symphony center. We question at times all of their decisions about where to put the extra money that has come in from either the land sales or these generous donations, anonymous donations.
Bottom line, and you mentioned that the orchestra's existence as a world-class ensemble is jeopardized by this work impasse. Are we at a point that Atlanta may have to look at not being the kind of world-class orchestra that it has been just because of fiscal reality?
Well, that would be a tragedy for the city of Atlanta. Atlanta is the 10th largest metropolitan economy in the United States, and we are fifth in philanthropic giving among cities in the United States. So for me to hear that Atlanta cannot support an orchestra of the caliber of the Atlanta Symphony would be tragic. I would also point out that the musicians, even though we could not come to terms at the end of the agreement on Saturday, we did propose to what we call colloquially play and talk, which is where we extend the agreement while we still try and hammer out an honorable contract that we can sign, and it was summarily ignored.
Paul Murphy is the associate principal violist of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. He's also president of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra Players Association. Mr. Murphy, thanks very much for being with us, and we will check back with you.
Thanks very much, Dennis. I appreciate your interest.
Now joining us is the president and CEO of the Woodruff Arts Center, which is the parent organization of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. She is Virginia Heppner. Ms. Heppner, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you, Dennis.
The orchestra musicians made some pretty serious concessions, both in terms of wages and in terms of size of the orchestra, just 2 years ago. And it was the feeling at the time, I think, everybody said, and the musicians even believe that orchestra officials said, we won't do this again. Now it appears we're doing this again. Has the Woodruff and the orchestra gone back on its word to the musicians?
Dennis, well, one, thank you for calling about this. It's a very important topic. I would say certainly not. I would disagree with that. I would also say that not only am I personally grateful, I also would say that all of us recognize that they did. They accepted a pay cut and a few other changes, and we're not asking them to take a pay cut in this round.
One quick point on that, though. Certainly, when I spoke with Mr. Murphy, the head of the Players mm-hmm. Association, he said, look, there is a wage increase here, but when you factor in the increase in co-pays for insurance that the orchestra is expecting them to bear, it amounts to, on the average, about a 7% net reduction in pay. Isn't that really what would matter to you or anybody else, what your take-home pay is?
The musicians agreed to, for the first time, my understanding was, ever pay any of their health care costs in the last contract. I believe it's something like $10 a week, and that includes for individuals and families. What we're asking for, and that is the cost of that actual coverage to the Arts Center and to the orchestra is multiples of that, as you can imagine. And what we're asking for is, one, recognition of that reality that we all face, and for them certainly to pay no more than anyone else at the Arts Center, but essentially to pay their fair share.
One of the other concerns, though, is that this time in the management offer, there's nothing that says there will be a minimum of this many musicians in an orchestra. Mm-hmm. And the argument is, of course, that a world-class orchestra has to have a certain number of musicians, and there's no assurance here that that will continue if they accept management's offer.
We have asked for flexibility in the complement of the contract, and it is the heart of the challenge. What I've learned and what I would say about the American orchestra model is that it takes a tremendous number of talented players, whom we have at our orchestra, to produce great music. It's also the core reason why the cost structure is so significant. And so what we're asking for is not, and I can understand the question, it's not a dire minimum number of players. It's actually the flexibility to replace players and positions when we can, that balances both the financial and artistic goals. And that is a fundamental change.
Is Atlanta, given the fiscal realities that you just talked about, is Atlanta having to look at the reality that we may not be able to have the kind of world-class orchestra that we are used to having?
I believe what Atlantans are asking for is to make sure that we have art that's relevant in their life. And it's up to anyone to decide what's world-class and what an orchestra should be, but what we're dedicated to is making sure that we are relevant and part of the community and very successful in making sure, frankly, these fabulous musicians have a career in the future.
How optimistic are you you'll be able to work this out when the two sides appear to be so far apart?
You know, Dennis, I'm actually very optimistic. But I will tell you, the fundamental issues won't change, and I wouldn't feel that I was respecting them or being a good steward if we didn't stick to understanding and making and working hard with them to help figure out what we need to change.
Virginia Heppner is president and CEO of the Woodruff Arts Center, the parent organization of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. Ms. Heppner, thanks so much for giving us this time, and we'll check back with you.
Thank you, Dennis.